Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, 1:8, and yet another Mishnah about Hilchos Yom Tov, where there's a machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and yet many more to come after this one indeed. This Mishnah talks about the malacha of Borer. Borer means literally sorting, and the Av Malacha is back in the making of bread. So after harvesting wheat and threshing it so that the kernels of wheat are loosened from the chaff, the stalks in which they're held. And then there's the winnowing process, like with the pitchfork, where the wind separates the kernels from the light chaff. So then those kernels will fall on the ground after they've been smushed around through the threshing activity, and they'll be combined with the dirt and other debris that's on the floor of the threshing field. So borer is the removal of any stones and any other admixture, which is combined with the edible kernels that would later be ground up into making wheat. So borer is the removing of these rocks and other debris from the mixture of edible kernels plus debris. Or, by the technical terms, from removal of psoles, waste material, from ochel, the edible material. To do so on Shabbos or Yom Tov would be an isser d'oraisa, certainly on Shabbos, and Yom Tov we'll have the discussion right now more about that. Now, on Shabbos, it's certainly almost unavoidable to do some acts of borer as you're eating, because inevitably within many types of food products there's waste material you don't want, skins and peels and shells and seeds and so on. So the halacha is, and this hopefully you'll be familiar to already, on Shabbos it's permitted to separate a mixture, taking the edible from inedible, or the parts you want from the parts you don't want, components of the mixture, if you comply with three criteria. The first is that you take the good, the desirable part, the ochel, the edible part, from the psoles, as opposed to taking the psoles from the ochel, the waste from the mixture, leaving the ochel behind, as in the case of in the separating of the dirt and stones from the edible kernels. So if you do it in the unusual way, taking the edible from the inedible, that's one of the three criterion. The second criterion is that you do it what's called biyad, with your hand, meaning as opposed to using some kind of specialized utensil for sorting or sifting or separating. Instead, you're essentially using your hand, or even an extension of your hand. You know, a knife and a fork would also be acceptable on Shabbos, because those aren't sorting or sifting or separating devices. They're just an extension of your hand to keep your hands clean. But a sifter or a colander or a sieve, those would be forbidden. And third of all, if you can do it on Shabbos, not only must it be the ochel from the psoles and done biyad with your hand, it also must be separated miyad for immediate use. That is to say, if you, let's say, you're eating your edamame soybeans from their pods, so you can't pull out a bunch of soybeans from 10 different pods and put them onto your plate and then eat the soybeans from your plate, because that would be not for immediate use. What you'd have to do is separate the soybeans from their pods. That would be taking the good from the bad. That's okay. Do it with your hand, as opposed to some specialized soybean separating device. And also, after you get the beans out, you must eat them immediately. You can't put them on a plate to aggregate a bunch of them. So on Shabbos, you're taking ochel from psoles, you're taking it biyad with your hand as opposed to a special device, and miyad for immediate use as opposed to saving it for a little later. On Yom Tov, if you're doing borer, so again, as we've seen from many Mishnahs before, you are doing something which is for the sake of eating. Tzorcha ochel nefesh, and we already saw that the pasuk allows for malachas that entail, that are required for obtaining food and preparing food, which would mean ostensibly that it should be okay to do borer. The question is, are the halachas of borer on Yom Tov more lenient than the already established rules on Shabbos, which allow for borer under those specific circumstances? And the gist of the Mishnah will be, to oversimplify for a second, Beis Shammai says the rules of Shabbos are still in effect for borer on Yom Tov, whereas Beis Hillel say, no, it's much more lenient. So here's the Mishnah inside. Beis Shammai Omrim, excuse me, the Mishnah says inside, Haborer kitnius b'yom tov. If one is cleaning, separating debris from kitnis. Kitnis are any produce that is cultivated for the sake of eating the seeds, as opposed to eating the plant or eating the fruit around the seeds. So that is called kitnis. That's the definition of kitnis, like beans, peas, rice, lentils, and so on. The truth is, even wheat and barley would be, by that definition, kitnis. Just they're considered to be tuva, grain, because those foods are ground into flour before consuming, and they're sort of essentially important for culturally. They are the staple. They are the primary food source. But anything like corn, beans, peas, etc., are kitnis or kitnis. And if one is separating those from their shells or husks or from the debris with which they are mixed, on Yom Tov, Beishamai omrim borer ochel v'ochel. Beishamai say, essentially, you have to do the same thing I described on Shabbos on Yom Tov, meaning borer ochel, you separate the good, edible ochel part of it from the inedible psolus part. And according to the gears we have in front of us, v'ochel, and then you eat it immediately, not setting it aside for later use. That would be the miyad requirement. As far as the biyad requirement, we'll see even Beis Hillel is going to be strict like that, as we'll see in a moment. Bar Tanura, you note, has a slightly different girsa. He has bor ochel ochel, which would mean separate each piece of food one at a time. But the gist is the same as I said before, that Beis Shammai is machmir, like Shabbos, no Yom Tov is no more lenient than that. Beis Hillel omrim, but Beis Hillel are lenient. And they say bor kedarko. You can sort your kitnis, the debris, and the separating the debris and the edible parts, kedarko, as you normally would on a weekday, meaning whatever is easier for you. If it's easier to take ochel from psoles, go ahead and do that. If it's easier to separate the psoles from the ochel, because let's say one is very small relative to the other, or one is very numerous relative to the other, so then go ahead and do it that way. Either way is acceptable. In fact, you're required to do it the easier way. You wouldn't be allowed to do it the more laborious way, because of Yom Tov, even if you were taking ochel from psoles, so that's a lot of work, do it the other way around. Furthermore, you can do it becheko, bekanon, v'tamchui. You can do it in a way that you are taking the bad from the good, using some artifice besides your own hands. A cheko is like your lap or any folds in your clothing, so you kind of like are spreading some, like a towel over your lap as you're sorting, and kind of think of like panning for gold, something like that. You're separating the good from the bad in sort of a expedited way, but you could be shaking off the bad pieces so the good are left behind. A kanon is like a pitcher. Again, something similar happening here. You're using it as like it's not a sorting device, but you're using it to separate out the bad stuff. V'tamchui, you're using like a serving dish. Again, kind of like shaking it and then actively separating the bad from the good. That's going to be okay. Avalo b'tavla, v'lo b'nafa, v'lo b'chavara. You may not use a tavla. Tavla, like the word table or tablets, all the same Latin word. Is like a large flat tray where you would do a lot of sifting of sorting of a large quantity of, let's say, rice. You have to do all at once. A nafa is like a sifter, and a kavara is also like a colander, some kind of sifter with like larger holes or something. The point is that is the way that one goes about sorting or sifting larger quantities of kitnis, or how you do it on a weekday, and therefore Beis Hillel hold that while midoraisa, bor becomes mutter on Yom Tov, and therefore none of those three requirements, the three criteria of ochel from psoles, miyad and biyad, none of those apply midoraisa. Midorabanan, the rabbi said you have to at least, they don't want you using it, they want biyad, they want your hand or something else, like maybe in cheko or kanon, but not a special sorting device or sifting device. Because in so doing, the Rishonim explain either one approach is you might do more than you need on Yom Tov because it's easy to do a large quantity, or it's just like called uvn dechol. It looks like you're doing a weekday activity by using your weekday sorting utensils. In the time of Chazal, of course, sifting and sorting your produce was very laborious and like a big part of the daily life and work. So we don't do doing that on Yom Tov, or look like you're doing it on Yom Tov. So he's machmir, Beis Shammai's machmir, requiring you to not use a sifting device or sorting device on Yom Tov. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, af mediach v'shola. Rabbi Gamliel says you could even mediach v'shola. Mediach means rinse, and shola means to like remove, like as in the pasuk shal na'alecha mal raglecha, remove the shoe from your foot, as Moshe Rabbeinu was taught told at the burning bush, and so on. So What Rav Gamliel is saying is what you could do is you could take like a bucket, pour your rice with its debris inside the bucket, and then pour water into the bucket, and look what's going to happen. The rice will stay at the bottom, the debris will float to the top, and then you can sort of splash the floating debris off the top. So that's madiach, you rinse it by filling it up with water, and then shola, you sort of, you remove, splash off the stuff that's floating on the top of the bucket. Rav Gamliel says you could even do that. According to the gear so that we have in front of us, the word af means even, meaning he's more lenient. In other words, that's sort of like a clever way to sort and get rid of debris and scale in quite a large quantity. But Beis Hillel said that's too efficient, and it's approaching like the kind of quantity, a large quantity of work you would do, and therefore that's not to be done on Yom Tov that way. Okay, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, so on Yom Tov you can remove ochel from psolos either way, as long as you do the easier one, or the one that's equally easy to the other, and you can do it. Doesn't need to be eaten one at a time. You can amass some for eating later on, or preparing for food, that can make a big pile of soybeans or whatever it is. But you cannot use a sifting device or sorting device because of either uvim d'chol or because it looks like you're preparing for after Yom Tov.